headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Grace, Ella and Chloe with your 8am headlines. In local news, Queensland Treasurer David Janetsky is set to deliver the LNP state government's first budget tomorrow. In an interview with the ABC, the Treasurer committed to implementing cost-of-living relief measures, but plans to cut schemes put in place by Labor, like the $1,000 energy rebate scheme and the 20% discount on vehicle registration. Janetsky could also not guarantee a return to budget surplus within the next 4 years, with projections showing that Queensland is likely going to once again be in a deficit. Scientists from the University of Queensland have developed a new way to measure the risks of toxicant or insecticide pollution in oceans and rivers. The temporal response surface method helps to address important gaps in regulations surrounding pollutants that exhibit delayed toxicity, such as the insecticide imidacloprid. According to UQ PhD candidate Kath Neelamraju, current guidelines around toxicants in waterways are likely underestimating their long-term effects on marine ecosystems, with pollutants like imidacloprid increasing in toxicity over time, potentially harming wildlife. Researchers suggest that exposure duration should be integrated into the current ecosystem protection guidelines in order to ensure long-term protection of the world's waterways.
In national news, Yamba man Tom Zardanus suffered a stroke while on holiday in Japan. Mr. Zardanus had gone overseas without travel insurance, his medical bills now estimated at $130,000. Research shows about 90% of Australians took out insurance before heading overseas, David Berman from the University of Technology Sydney said. Dr. Berman, who consults with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade on travel advisories and tourism safety, said it would be wise for the family to see consular assistance. Mr. Zardanus's family has made one unsuccessful attempt to organise a medically supervised flight home, costing about $30,000. A revolution in the treatment of late-stage melanoma has been reached, with clinical trial results seeing a surge in survival rates. The Australia-Netherlands-driven trial involved 423 patients with stage 3 melanoma, giving one group two immunotherapy drugs to shrink the tumour before surgery. According to Professor Georgina Long at the Melanoma Institute, the chance of melanoma reoccurring is next to zero or less than 5%, she said. Australia has the highest rates of melanoma in the world, with advances in treatment providing hope amid the diagnosis. The treatment is to be subsidised by the Pharmaceutical Benefit Scheme within months.
In international news, the United States has joined the war against Iran with its close ally, Israel, with President Donald Trump describing the attack on his Truth Social account very successful and historic. The attack consisted of a coordinated B-2 stealth bomber and submarine offensive on three key Iranian military infrastructures, including the country's underground nuclear enrichment facility. Senior figures from Trump's administration have said that the strikes doesn't mean the country is at war with Iran. However, Iran has indicated they will retaliate. For your weather today, Brisbane is gloomy and sad, a stark contrast to the previous days of clear weather. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you, Ella, Chloe and Grace, for those Z-lines. As a fun little bookend to your walkout, I am going to give you a live version of the Z-lines theme song. This is the Saints 73-78 doing Know Your Product from their Live Nights in Venice record, which recently came out. You're listening to Suffering Jukebox here on 4ZZZ at 804.